This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Firefighters remain at the scene of a wildfire in Boulder this morning. The fire started around 2 p.m. yesterday near 8,000 homes in the Table Mesa area in the National Center for Atmospheric Research. By 7 p.m. last night, the fire had burned 122 acres, but no structures. About 19,000 people were initially notified to evacuate. Boulder officials slightly reduced that number overnight. The fire was evidence that warm and dry weather has elevated fire danger across much of the state this weekend. Bruno Rodriguez is a forecaster with the National Weather Service.
Even with just elevated fire weather conditions, it's definitely advisable to avoid certain activities, you know, that could cause sparks, avoiding lawn mowers, chainsaws, things like that.
Highs along the Front Range will be in the 70s today. A bipartisan bill introduced in Congress could help keep federal funds flowing to Colorado's national heritage areas through 2036. KRCC's Shanna Lewis reports.
The Sangre de Cristo National Heritage Area spans more than 3,000 square miles in the San Luis Valley. It includes 14,000-foot peaks, Great Sand Dunes National Park, and multiple wildlife areas. It's a land where Hispano, American Indian, and Anglo cultures meet, and includes the state's oldest town, ethnic and spiritual communities, and many historic sites. The bill, introduced by Democrat Joe Neguse and Republican Doug Lamborn, also covers Colorado's South Park and Cashlapoota River National Heritage Areas. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
This is CPR and KRCC.